Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. We're turning again in our Bible to the book of Philippians, chapter number 4. My plans were to just deal with this for 1 week, but I feel such an urgency that I go farther in this matter of dealing with stress, with anxiety, and with the pressures and problems that we face in our generation. And I do trust, as I'm dealing with all of these different problems that we encounter, that they're being a source of help and blessing to you as children of God. I'm so glad that though we live in the world of sin, we have a Savior that has been through everything that we are going through. He was tempted in all points, like as we are, yet without sin. And because of that, then He is a faithful and merciful high priest that can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. I live in the same world that you live in, and I'm aware of the fact that there are many pressures and problems in living the Christian life in this day that you and I live in. But I'm so glad that the God of all grace is the victory, and you and I have the victory in Him. The Bible said in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse number 57, "Thanks be unto God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." And then I love the verse of scripture in the book of 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 10, where the Bible said, "But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you." I'm glad we're on the side that's already won. We are more than conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ. But we have a problem of bringing these blessings of our position into our daily practice and appropriating them to our daily life with all of its problems. Now notice in your Bible, if you will, please, in the book of Philippians, chapter number 4, verse number 5, the Bible said, "Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand." Verse number 6, He said, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgivings, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." There are so many pressures that we are faced with day after day, and we need help. And so what I want to do is just take today's broadcast and review and then move on further in the study of the Word of God. In dealing with our anxieties, our stress, our pressures, our fear, if I may just say it, our worries, there are four things in the text that I read here in Philippians 4 that God would have us to know to battle the situations that we face. First of all, in verse number 4, there must be a consciousness of God's presence. Notice again the last part of verse number 5. The Bible said, "The Lord is at hand." And may I take just a moment and remind you that regardless of where you're at, whatever situations you may be in or facing or encountering right now, whatever you might face, wherever you may be taken in this walk of life with all of its pressures and problems, you will never go where the Lord is not there. If you're saved by the grace of God, you have His promise in the book of Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 5. "I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. We have the promise in Matthew chapter number 28, verse number 20. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. We read the promise he made to Israel back over in the book of Isaiah chapter 43 in verse number 2. He said to them, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. So we have the promise of his presence. There must be a consciousness of God's presence. Now, what you and I must learn to do is to practice his presence. You say, what do you mean, preacher? We are to remind ourselves constantly that the Lord is there. And since he is there with us, and he is a person, then we have the wonderful opportunity of communicating with him. If you're saved by the grace of God, you do not have to approach God in a formal type of prayer. You can talk to him just like you talk to your friend or your family member. Practice his presence. He was over at the house before you left home this morning. Did you speak to him? He was with you as you made your journey to where you're at right now. Did you speak to him? He is there where you're at right now. Have you spoken to him since you have arrived at the place you're in right now? What are your plans? How far through this day will you go without making yourself conscious that the Lord is at hand? He is a very present help in the time of trouble. I do not care where you're at. You may be hearing my voice in the hospital. You may be hearing my voice in prison. You may be hearing my voice in a number of situations that you wish you were not in. But I want to remind you, in order to overcome the anxieties and fears and stress of that situation, make yourself conscious of God's presence. The Lord is at hand. Constantly remind yourself of his promise, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. But then I put it out to you, number two, not only must there be a consciousness of God's presence, but there must be a commitment to God's plan. Notice, if you will, again in verse number 6, the Bible said to be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgivings, let your requests be made known unto God. There must be a commitment to God's plan. Now, I'm one of the first to admit it is oftentimes hard to thank God for what happens in our life when we really do not appreciate and love what's happening to us. And there's a lot of situations that do arise and a lot of things that we encounter that we do not enjoy and we do not see any spiritual benefit for our lives coming from them. The Bible here in this verse does not say to thank God for everything, but it tells us in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgivings, let your requests be made known unto God. You see, regardless of the situation you're in, you can talk to God in the same tone of voice that I'm fixing to speak to you these things. You can say, Lord, I do not understand what's happening to me and why it is happening. But I know, dear Lord, that you understand and you know what's going on. Lord, it may be out of my control, but it's not out of your control. Lord, as I face this situation, there's not one thing I can do about it, but I know that you can. Lord, I did not ask for this. You brought me into it. You've got a purpose for me being here. And help me, Father, to learn the lesson and to gain the experience that you want me to gain and the lesson that you want me to learn while I'm here going through this time. And Lord, when I have learned that lesson, bring me out on the other side a better Christian for the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. And through this experience, teach me so that I might teach others who follow after me in this same experience. Now, I've just been carrying on conversation with the Lord. You can call it whatever you want to call it, but it's prayer, it's supplication, it's with thanksgiving. You see, I'm not thanking God for what happened, but I am thanking God that though it did happen, it did not take him by surprise. It is not beyond his control. He knows what's going on, and he can handle it. And so there is a commitment to God's plan. God is too smart to allow the devil to pull one over on him. God is too wise to make a mistake. And God loves us too much to do anything wrong to us or allow anything to happen to us that's going to destroy us. So God has a plan, a purpose, and I must commit to that plan if I'm going to experience the peace of God. But then notice a third thing. There must be a communing with God in prayer. He said in the last part of verse number 6, he said, let your request be made known unto God. Let your request be made known unto God. There must be a consciousness of God's presence. There must be a commitment to God's plan. And there must be a communing to God in prayer. You can let your request be made known. May I just simply say it? At the throne of grace, as you talk to God, you can rend your heart, tear it open, pour it out, open up everything, and you can tell all to the Lord Jesus Christ. There must be a releasing of your emotions. Go ahead and shed some tears. Let your voice tremble, your heart weep, tears fill your eyes. There's nothing wrong. In fact, it's great outlet of the pressures of anxiety and fear. When you release your emotions on the Lord Jesus Christ, you have an invitation to cast all of your care upon him, for he careth for you. And then there must be a resigning of your will. As you commune with God in prayer, there must be a rending of your heart. There must be a releasing of your emotions. There must be a resigning of your will. Can I put it in plain language? Don't hold back anything. Pick up all your problems and cares and dump them upon him. He cares for you. Then, when there is a consciousness of God's presence, there is a commitment to God's plan, there is a communing with God in prayer, then there will be a conquering of God's peace. Notice what the Bible said in verse number 7. The word of God said, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Notice this text just briefly. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, will do two things. Number one, it will keep your heart. There is security of salvation. It will keep your heart. Then there is sanity of senses. Said it will keep your minds through Christ Jesus. If you will follow these simple steps, God will bring you through this in his own timing and bring you through it with great joy and great victory and the ability, because of this experience, you'll be able to help others. Father, honor your word, help your people. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.